I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
We have to, as Christians, be sincere in these kinds of conversations. It can't just be asking a question so that we appear to be polite, so that when we start to tell them the truth, they're ready to listen. It's got to be a genuine conversation, a walking alongside. And in fact, at Summit, we teach four things. The first one is just to be humbly transparent. We don't know everything. Now, that doesn't mean we can't know anything. It just means what we can know what is true, but we can't know everything. So we see dimly, as in a mirror, Scripture says. So we can be honest about our own struggles, and at the same time, we don't have to be wishy-washy, right? It's to say, you know, I have often wondered why God allows pain. You don't have to, in turn, say, therefore, there is no God, right? You know, it's okay. In Scripture, the book of Job, here's my honesty about my pain. There are a lot of passages in the Psalms. God, where are you in this situation? And it's okay to do that. You know, we can say, I'm a fallen creature, so I know my ability to reason is far from perfect. But here's what I understand to be true. It's not true because I see it. It's true because Scripture says it. Second thing is just trusting that God is in charge. God is sovereign. He knows everything that there is to know. This is sort of a weird situation. I don't mean to be, to kind of be patronizing about it, but I just was taking my dog for a walk this morning and met a lady I'd never met before, and she started telling me some of her story, and we stopped and prayed. I said, can I pray for you? Just took her hand, prayed right there on the sidewalk, and this is in Manitou Springs, Colorado, a little hippie town, you know? But people are really searching, and they're hungry, and say, look, I don't know the answer, but I know God's in charge. Can I just pray with you about this? We don't indoctrinate people. That's another part of it. I'm guessing you have genuine questions and doubts. Everybody does. So how can we talk about those together without being, without making each other angry, right? And then to listen. Just listen, listen, listen. Tell me more. Tell me what's important to you. Tell me more about that. These sorts of things sound so common sense, but it's amazing how often I found myself failing to do it unless I'm really thinking about it.
Which hopefully, as a result of our conversation today, they'll be a little closer to the top of our mind. That understand that we don't know everything. We can trust that God's in charge. We don't indoctrinate, and we're going to listen and just simply say, "Tell me more." That's great for any relationship, but certainly I would think for today's emerging generation, that's really vital, isn't it?
It is, yeah. The older generation, my generation, we asked, can you prove it to me? This younger generation, what they're asking is, can you hear me?
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.